This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver police say they have arrested three people after a group of protesters tried to set fire to the pedestal of a Civil War monument near the state capitol late Saturday. Authorities say a group broke off from a larger gathering of protesters and tried to set fire to the concrete pedestal with wood and other materials. Firefighters say they put the fire out and that damage was minimal. Democratic Congressman Jonah Goose has an idea to put people to work outside. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
The 21st Century Civilian Conservation Corps, proposed by Nagus in the House and Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon in the Senate, would enable local groups to hire and train people for conservation jobs, ranging from fire prevention to public lands restoration. Nagus says the bill addresses jobs and climate change. He adds it also delivers on the promise of increasing diversity in the environmental sector.
By ensuring that these programs are inclusive, right, and that they apply to both urban, suburban, and rural areas across our country.
The groups that get money would have to disclose hiring and recruiting practices. Nagus is hoping the proposal will be included as a jobs measure in a fifth coronavirus relief package. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Mile High United Way has invested $4.5 million into more than 100 organizations across Metro Denver. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
The money follows $1 million of rapid response funding given out by the nonprofit last month. That came after calls to its helpline during the pandemic increased sevenfold. President and CEO Christine Bonero says for this round of funding, Mile High United Way prioritized programs hurt the most by the coronavirus-induced economic downturn.
It was our child care centers, our parent training caregiver programs that were really beginning to suffer.
The funds will assist residents living in under-resourced neighborhoods in areas around Denver and Boulder. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Travel is still down in Colorado. CDOT says traffic was down by about 15% statewide last week compared to the same time last year. Commuter-heavy roads show even bigger declines, while tourist routes like I-70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel are seeing nearly typical use. Overall, traffic is steadily increasing from its low in March when the pandemic was picking up. This is CPR News.